ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the Pacific Games are less than a week away, and as athletes from across the region make their way to Samoa, which is hosting the two-week event, they'll be joined by sportsmen and women from Australia and New Zealand too. Those countries were first invited to send teams to the Games when PNG hosted them 4 years ago, and they'll now be in Samoa in even bigger numbers. But given their access to more resources for things like training and, of course, money itself, is it really an equal playing field? There's been concerns raised about New Zealand's inclusion in the men's soccer. But as Richard Hewitt reports, the Big Two's participation is widely welcomed by smaller Pacific nations, with hopes that it'll raise standards as the move to transform the event into the Oceania Games continues.
The Australian and New Zealand teams in Samoa will number more than 100 athletes between them and feature in a list of selected sports made up of taekwondo, sailing, rugby sevens, weightlifting and soccer from 2015. And this time, athletics, beach volleyball, judo and archery are also included. Australia's chef de mission, former Olympic canoeist Ken Wallace, says naturally they want to win medals, but not at all costs.
Some sports, it's a Tokyo 2020 qualifying event. Other sports, they just need to get points. Other sports, we're sending basically a junior development team. So it's a mixed bag of very professional and semi-professional athletes that are going over.
Cyril Mongi, the Secretary General of Vanuatu's Olympic Association, says the Pacific Games Council are taking a cautious approach to Australia and New Zealand's involvement, and they're right to do that.
Liaising or consulting with all the Pacific Games Association, including Australia and New Zealand, and it has been great. The mini games here, Australia and New Zealand athletes loved it, and the level of competition was much better.
Takitoa Tamopio is Cyril Mangi's counterpart with the Tongan Olympic Association, and he says the arrival of the Big Two can only help in creating an event that will eventually become recognised internationally.
You have an African Games, a Caribbean Games, a European Games. We don't have an Oceania Games. And there's been a drive of seeing whether we can incorporate or perhaps reconfigure the Pacific Games. In Tonga, we believe in lifting the standards by mixing with the best.
One interesting twist in the Australian team is the appearance of sprinter Melissa Breen, a former national champion and longtime rival of PNG's Queen of the Track, Toya Whistle. Ken Wallace says it's a rivalry that can inspire other members of the Australian squad.
Ultimately, we are all after that gold medal, but to see the rivalry and to see also the friendship that they can create, even though they are rivals, I think that's what we're going to celebrate more.
One potential area of controversy could come in the men's soccer tournament, where New Zealand are being allowed to field an under-23 team. At least one coach in the Pacific has voiced concern over the move as giving the All Whites an advantage ahead of the Olympic qualifying tournament in Fiji in September, where all teams will be at under-23 level. But Siromagi says rather than complain about the situation, the Pacific nations in the soccer tournament should embrace it.
We should be more positive about it and say it's great that New Zealand is coming with the under-23 team and will make the competition much more interesting.
Where the problem lies in the Pacific Games becoming the Oceania Games is that while some sports have the potential to compete with Australia and New Zealand on equal terms now or certainly in the medium term, others like Siromagi's sport of tennis will probably never achieve that kind of standard.
We don't have the same infrastructure, we don't have the same competition. So in tennis, it might take forever. But in other sports, I think the sooner we can include Australia and New Zealand, and I think in some of the sports they include the juniors, I think we should start that way and continue to improve, definitely.
Be they Pacific or Oceania Games in the future, Takitoa Tamopio would love to see his country Tonga play host one day. It's a sad time for sport lovers in the Friendly Islands who should have been welcoming athletes from across the region to Nuku'alofa next week if the Pohiva government hadn't pulled the plug. Whether a new bid from Tonga would be well received is a matter of conjecture, but next time Takitoa Tamopio says the people will have their say.
I think the people now realise that we missed the opportunity, but time will tell if we are given another chance. I think the move by the IOC in terms of getting like a referendum for any host city or country is always helpful. The people will have a say on it, and from there, if they made a decision, there's no choice for the next government but to implement it.